Today is Monday the 14th of July, in the 15th week of Ordinary Time.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the council of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the sinner's way, or sit in the seat of the mocker. Blessed is the man.
The sons of Korah sing Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Blessed is the man, that man for his delight is in the law of the Lord. Blessed is the man, that man he meditates on the word both day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the streams, which yields its fruit in a season. And whatever he does will prosper, all that he does succeeds. His leaf shall not wither. Not so the wicked. They will be like chaff that the wind will blow away, the wind will blow away. Therefore the wicked judgment will not stand, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For God watches over the way of godly men, but the way of the wicked, their way will
perish. The man for his delight is in the word of the Lord.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
What are your endless sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I am sick of holocausts of rams and the fat of cows. The blood of bulls and of goats revolts me. When you come to present yourself before me, who asked you to trample over my courts? Bring me your worthless offerings no more. The smoke of them fills me with disgust. New moons, Sabbaths, assemblies, I cannot endure the festival and solemnity. Your new moons and your pilgrimages I hate with all my soul. They lie heavy on me. I am tired of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I turn my eyes away. You may multiply your prayers, I shall not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Wash, make yourselves clean. Take your wrongdoing out of my sight. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Search for justice. Help the oppressed. Be just to the orphan plead for the widow.
There's no mistaking the attitude that God has to solemn rituals and ceremonies in this reading from Isaiah. Line after line of scathing comments, loathing, disgust. Does this surprise you? Can you remember attending a ceremony or a liturgy that made you feel like that? Could it be perhaps that that feeling was God-given? A dislike prompted by God. The Lord trying to tell you something. As well as hearing what disgusts him, we are also told what pleases God at the end of this passage. Doing good, searching for justice, helping the oppressed, the orphan, the widow. When did you last witness that? Think back. Perhaps you were the one doing justice, or perhaps you were on the receiving end of it. Listen again to the reading, from beginning to end. What is it that really disgusts God? Is it just that people have such elaborate rituals? Or is it their hypocrisy in taking part in these religious ceremonies but turning their back on God in the rest of their lives?
What are your endless sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I am sick of holocausts of rams and the fat of calves. The blood of bulls and of goats revolts me. When you come to present yourself before me, who asked you to trample over my courts? Bring me your worthless offerings no more. The smoke of them fills me with disgust. New moons, Sabbath, assemblies, I cannot endure the festival and solemnity. Your new moons and your pilgrimages I hate with all my soul. They lie heavy on me. I am tired of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I turn my eyes away. You may multiply your prayers. I shall not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Wash, make yourselves clean. Take your wrongdoing out of my sight. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Search for justice. Help the oppressed. Be just to the orphan. Plead for the widow.
Does hearing this prompt me to examine my own religious practice in liturgy and in life? Can I ask God for the grace to be true to Him in all of my life, to do God's will in church and outside of it? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.